The upcoming season of the Idaho Shakespeare Festival is a little more than a month away, and this year, there's an interesting theme. The festival's artistic director, Charlie Fee, calls it, and I'm quoting, a season of incredible women. All of the five plays for the 2018 season have a dynamic female at the center of its story. And here to talk to me about the upcoming season and how these plays were chosen, as well as a bit of background about each play, is Charlie Fee himself. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks, Jim. I'm so happy to be on Idaho Matters. It's really exciting.
Well,
congratulations.
Thank you. We are so happy to have you here. All right. So the plays, Misery, Macbeth, Mamma Mia, Pride and Prejudice, and Beehive, the 60s musical. I want to know, first off, how do you choose these plays?
Oh, Gemma, it's the most impossible question you can ask.
Right?
As you can imagine. I mean, on the one hand, you think, well, you just put a bunch of titles into a hat.
Pick
start
one.
Pulling them out. We're constantly in discussion in the company about titles and plays and future seasons and things that we want to work on. Pride and Prejudice, great example, right, this season. Pride and Prejudice is something that we've wanted to work on for several years, and it takes time for all of the sort of alchemy of the season to come together in a way that you can say, all right, this is the summer for Pride and Prejudice. We'd wanted to do a Jane Austen, and I've been looking, of course, at Sense and Sensibility and Emma and Pride and Prejudice. But it's, you know, Pride is the sort of the cornerstone
right.
of her work. And so that was a great place for us to start. So 18 months ago, we started saying, okay, what if we put Pride and Prejudice into this season? Now, we're always looking at the Shakespeare plays and where in the Shakespeare canon we want to, you know, we want to move next, comedy, tragedy, et cetera, what works within the company. So it's this constant discussion with the artists, with our audience, with, you know, my friends, right, my wife, about what we want to produce in the coming season. So we're usually out in planning about two seasons, right? 2019 is being planned right now, looking at 2020. So it's just a whole bunch of things
that have to come together at the right time.
Yeah. Casting, directors, actors, ideas for, you know, what's in the moment, right, in our lives. So
speaking of that, it's very interesting, I think, that all five of these plays do have very strong female characters, from some crazy ones like Misery, because this is the Stephen King novel.
Oh, yeah. So, Annie Wilkes is an incredibly strange and fascinating woman.
Right? But then you have Macbeth, and then you have Mamma Mia. And so these are very, you know, female-driven plays and characters.
Right.
So then we have the Me Too movement happen.
Yeah.
Was that kind of a fluke, though, in how you chose these? Because you do this 18 months prior.
Right. In some ways it is. I mean, this is not a response to the Me Too movement, although I think that from the minute our president was elected, there was certainly a dialogue taking place about women in our culture that was suddenly a very different kind of discussion. Okay? To be blunt
Absolutely.
About it. And as a company, I have so many strong women in the company and on my administrative staff, et cetera. But when you're looking at classic plays, particularly the Shakespeare plays, there aren't as many opportunities for women in the Shakespeare plays, certainly as men. And we're always looking for opportunities for the great women in our company on stage. And, you know, I'm sure you're aware of the fact that I hire a lot of women directors and designers, et cetera. It's very important to us as a company for the obvious reasons. So a season starts to develop, right? As I said, Pride and Prejudice. Well, one of the things you say about Pride and Prejudice is this is maybe the most famous serious author, female author in our language, right? Along with, one might add, Agatha Christie.
Right.
Jane Austen and Agatha Christie are probably the two of the most published authors in our language, just after Shakespeare. Austen's novels focus very strongly on women and a culture that is shifting in its relationship to young women, particularly
right.
marriage, relationships, etc. So as we begin to look at that, we start to think, well, if you're going to do a Pride and Prejudice, you better be doing it with a play with a lot of women's roles. Well, Mamma Mia is a crazy pop musical, and it's a musical that we haven't been able to get the rights for in years and years and years, and we've always wanted to do because it is kind of perfect outdoor summer fare, and the rights were available. So we jumped on Mamma Mia rights. And, of course, Pride and Prejudice, it's no rights issue. We had to find an adaptation, which we have.
That you could do.
With our director, right, who's done the adaptation. Those two plays fit together and start to feel like, wow, look at all these fabulous roles for women. And Mamma Mia and Pride and Prejudice, on the face of it, may sound like, you know, this is highbrow, lowbrow collision.
But Mamma Mia is fun. It's fun.
The truth is, in what way is Mamma Mia not like a Jane Austen musical? I mean, it's all about women, marriage, relationships.
Right, empowerment.
Right, and ABBA. So,
and there you go,
know,
right?
What can you do?
So talk quickly about the repertoire and how that works, because you do then have to put in these other plays.
Right, yeah. So what happens is this. You know, we work with two other cities. I'm artistic director of a company in Cleveland, Ohio, Great Lakes Theater, and in Tahoe, Lake Tahoe, the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival. So I'm balancing and looking at how we're going to move through the season in all three cities. Misery, I directed it in February, and it played in Cleveland. And Macbeth is on stage in Cleveland right now, which I also directed. Those two plays will come from Cleveland, and they will open the season in Boise. Misery will open it, and then Macbeth the following weekend. They will play in rep, right? You know, some nights Misery, some nights Macbeth, mm-hmm. all through the month of June. Then I close Macbeth at the end of June because I got to get it to Tahoe because okay. that's going to be
And this
be
is
a
the
Tahoe
entire
play.
Cast, right? I mean, they all,
yes,
the, for the most
90%
part.
90% of okay. the cast, right? There'll be some people that have that I change out between Cleveland and Boise
gotcha.
And some that will change out between Boise and Tahoe. But by and large, all the major roles. So then we have Misery still playing and we add Mamma Mia. Now we're repping Mamma Mia and Misery through July. And then we add Pride and Prejudice and close Misery. And now it's Mamma Mia and Pride and Prejudice all the way through the end of August. And then Beehive, all women,
go.
60s musical.
In September.
Exactly.
Well, this is going to be a fun season, I think.
I think so, too. You know, and I have to say the response from our season ticket holders and our sales and acquisition period for season tickets is through the roof. We're 30% ahead of last year's sales in season tickets. And we've had growth in season tickets the last 5 years solidly. So something we've hit a tipping point at the festival, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing, you know, to really 95% capacity for 99 shows, performances.
99 shows? Did I just hear you
99
right?
99 performances.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, and it's great. You know, I wish I had more weeks. Right?
Right,
But when can I add them? October gets too cold.
I've been rained out in July.
Oh, so I know. One can get rained out any
it's just,
week
it's luck
of the
dry. It's just luck of the draw. It just happens.
It's true. So, you know, we're kind of bursting at the seams right now. But at this moment, there are tickets available for every single production. So if you're thinking about coming, I would just recommend you buy your tickets early.
Because they do go quick.
They will sell out. Yeah. Yes.
Well, Charlie, I want to thank you for coming. We've been talking with Charlie Fee, the Artistic Director for the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. It is so fun to always talk the Shakespeare Festival
thank
and how
you.
It is evolving every year, every season.
Well, thank you so much.
Charlie Fee is the Artistic Director of the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. The 28th season begins May 26th with a production of Misery. A link to their page can be found on our website. And I want to thank all of you for joining us. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Program associates include Norm Gunning and Robin Rao. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You can hear today's program and previous interviews at our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.